when we're in a deep state of meditation, or we could use it as our object of meditation. Right effort is the effort to renounce, to let go, to stop, to cease, to abandon. That's what the effort is. The word effort, you know, one of the words is, or rather energy, is called virya. And as I mentioned to many people, that word is connected to the word for hero, viro. Now, viro is the Pali word for the hero, virya is energy. So it's not just ordinary effort, it's like heroic effort. The effort, you know, that word in ancient India was the sort of effort the soldier would do, which is sacrifices his whole life in battle. Would not think for himself, would give up, or the mother who has sacrificed her life for a child. That's heroic effort. It's an effort which keeps nothing back for oneself. Now that's the sort of effort we do in meditation. Not wanting things, but the effort to abandon and let go of everything. The ability to even your most treasured possessions, to sacrifice them for the sake of truth and freedom and enlightenment. That's a heroic effort. The effort to let go of everything. So in the meditation, it's the effort to stop. The effort just to let go. The effort to be kind. The effort to be renounced. It's the effort to stop all efforts. It's the effort to press the let it go button so it turns off again. That's the effort. So it doesn't need to do anything more. The effort to be content, to be peaceful. So if you understand that, you understand what right effort is. And it's because we don't understand right effort, we do wrong effort, always striving, always controlling, never letting go, wanting, attaining. That type of effort just builds up more sense of self. Bigger control freak. Remember, this is letting go of the ego, not making more ego. And most people, when they do willpower, they make bigger egos. You know, I have to check emails every now and again. There was an email this morning. It was from the Federation of Australian Buddhist Councils, and they always send me stuff. The Federation of Australian Buddhist Councils is the organization, you know, which oversees, you know, Buddhism here in Australia. Many, many temples and groups belong, we belong. And they were saying they got an email for this, I think, Sam Smith. He said, I would like to let you know I'm now emancipated. I'm fully enlightened. So if you want to ask all of your questions, here is my email. And the email was the amazing Sam Smith. This is email now. There are lots of absolutely crazy people like that around. And they think of enlightenment as entertainment. And just, you know, send an email around to all the Buddhist groups so we can ask questions of him now and get the right answers for a change. But that is wrong effort. It just gives you a bigger ego. If anyone does get enlightened, you'd never announce it to anybody else. That's absolutely crazy. So that's why, you know, if you ask a nun, are you enlightened? And she says, yes, that means no. So that's, you know, the best thing, because you just disappear. There's no one there to be enlightened. So that's actually one of the great sayings. I mentioned half of it. The path, I think I mentioned it, this is like the first night, from the Visuddhimagga. The path is, but no traveller on it is seen. As long as there's a traveller doing effort, there's no path. When you let go, you disappear, there's no traveller. Then the path is so easy to get into meditation, to get enlightened. You have to disappear. You are the problem, your sense of self. The traveller, the doer, is the problem. And the second part of the poem is, Nibbana is, but not the person who enters. This idea of a me has to disappear. And then enlightenment is there for you. So enlightenment is, but you can't enter it. You have to let go totally of all your sense of identity. And then enlightenment happens. What right effort is. And how to contemplate the body in meditation. You contemplate the body just enough to see it doesn't belong to you, so you can let it go, so it can disappear. That's the purpose of body contemplation, to be able to let it go so you can see the mind. So if you're really still attached to your old body or somebody else's body, you find it will never disappear. You can get so close, the breath is about to disappear. Ah, I'm not breathing, I'm going to die. If that's you, then you have to contemplate the body. Look, you're going to die anyway. I will die, that's for sure. You've died many times. So what's the big point? Another body, another life, another death. There we go again. Come on. Let this body go. It doesn't belong to you. It's only a little vehicle. It's none of your business. So sit it down, let it go. Away with you, body. I don't care. Health, sickness, who knows. I just leave it alone. Let it disappear. And when it's done its disappearing act, and you've only got the mind left, then you know you've done enough body contemplation. You have to know its purpose. It's not just to see it's impermanent, not self-suffering. It's to do it. Not just some idea, some great insight. The way you know it's insight is if you can let it go. If you can allow it to disappear, then you've understood the body. So once it goes, you've done all the body contemplation you need. What is the Buddhist view?